We found that San Francisco has some 5,500 Airbnb listings. Two-thirds of them are entire homes, which does contradict the company's portrayal of itself as a place for people to just rent out a room occasionally. And of those entire homes, many are just rented out occasionally, but there is a significant number that are rented out around the clock. So that implies that they have been taken off the market as housing that would be otherwise available for regular residents and turned into, you know, essentially ersatz hotels. We also found that while most hosts control just a single property or sometimes two, meaning they, you know, two properties could mean they rent out a room in their house all the time, and then they rent out the whole house when they go on away for the weekend or something, mm-hmm. that there are a number of hosts, 5% of the hosts, 200 hosts, control 1,000 properties, 18% of the properties. So that also implies these professional landlords who, through one way or another, have acquired control of these properties and turned them into de facto hotels.